While many NBA analysts have turned their attentions toward this week's draft, commentator Mike Pesca isn't ready to move on just yet.
It's been a week, almost a week, since the Warriors lost to the Cavaliers in an amazing Game 7, and I've been still thinking about it in a way and for a longer time than I usually do after even an exciting championship game, and I think I know why. It's not just that the Cavaliers beat the best regular season basketball team in history. It's not just that LeBron James won his championship for Cleveland, a city which hadn't won in over 50 years. It's not that after games 1 and 2, the Warriors were up by a combined 48 points. It's all that plus a little bit how the media is constructed these days. I've been likening my intake of material about these games to how I view TV shows that I love, where I go to podcasts and I go to discussion groups and I check out the blogs. And for days and weeks after a fabulous series finale like Breaking Bad or The Sopranos, people aren't just reacting to it factually or emotionally. They're weighing in. They're being invested. They're talking about theories and legacies. And I'm thinking about the NBA championship that way. One of the things I've been focusing on is why Stephen Curry was so, for him, comparatively bad. And it is that he was injured. I know that the players have this construction where they say, I don't want to use an injury as an excuse. Yet if you looked at, there is an interesting statistic about uncontested three-pointers. Somehow, Steph Curry was allowed to shoot uncontested three-pointers. And during the regular season, he got more points out of uncontested three-pointers by far than anyone in the NBA. Yet in the postseason, I remember in the first round against Houston, he was hurt. He just got worse. He got worse when unguarded on these uncontested three-pointers. And I guess you could say that's psychology, but I really think it's injury. I also have to wonder about just my conception of the Warriors as this glorious, aesthetically pleasing team. When they're good and the shots are going in, they are. But you know, in Game 6, Steph Curry got mad and impetuous and threw his mouthpiece. And of course, Draymond Green, who has a lot of great things going for him, basketball and personality-wise, does have this tendency for his fist to meet the other player's groin area. And then in Game 7, Steph Curry, early in the game, turned to a referee and complained about a call he didn't get, didn't defend his man on defense. I mean, if anyone else did that, wouldn't we be calling the Warriors punks? The last way that I've been thinking about this series for a week is that up until Game 7, what we thought as basketball fans was that there would be questions about the Cavaliers. We thought we would ask, would LeBron want to re-up and try to do it again? Can he ever get over the hump? Does LeBron as a GM bringing in the other players around him, will that necessarily doom LeBron's future as a player? Now there's an entirely new set of questions, and it concerns the Warriors, and they're equally fascinating. Will they eschew going for regular season records and bear down and win 2 championships in 3 years? Can Steph Curry, the unanimous MVP, can he be redeemed? Yeah, we're actually asking that. This NBA series contained multitudes, and I do not know how long it will take, if ever, until I'm over it.
Mike Pesca hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, from Slate. He's a panelist on the sports podcast, Hang Up and Listen, which posts every Monday.